How to Play Henna Feud Koi Koi, A Beginner's Guide 2026. Hi, this is Yumi. Let us make your next game night a very good one. Henna Feud Chinese Letter Chinese Letter Flower Cards is a Japanese deck of 48 small cards split into 12 suits, one per month, each painted with that month's plant: pine for January, cherry for March, chrysanthemum for September. Every suit holds four cards sorted into four ranks. Bright's Hikari the Showpieces, Animals Tane, Ribbon's Tanzaku and Plains Kasu the Humble Chaff. The most popular game for two players is Koi Koi. Each player gets 8 cards, 8 more go face up on the table and the rest form a draw pile. On your turn you match a card from your hand to a table card of the same month, capturing the pair. Then you flip the top of the deck and try to match again. As you gather cards you build Yaku scoring combinations like 3 brights or the Bordier Butterfly Trio. When you complete a Yaku you may stop and bank the points or call Koi Koi to keep playing for more, risking it all if your opponent scores first. Play a set number of rounds, highest total wins. That's the whole heart of it. Welcome in and mind the step, I've dimmed the lamp on purpose, the light catches better this way. There is a particular pleasure, such a particular quiet pleasure, in being handed a deck of cards you cannot read, and discovering an hour later that your hands know them perfectly. Henna Feud is exactly that pleasure. The cards are small, smaller than you expect, stiff and so satisfying between your fingers. And instead of numbers and kings, they carry pine boughs and full moons and a small red ribbon that once you notice it you will never stop looking for. I know the deck can look like a closed door, 48 unfamiliar flowers, Japanese names, talk of Yaku and Chaff. It's easy to assume there's a secret you don't know yet. There isn't, I promise. Henna Feud is at its very bones a matching game. You pair a card in your hand with a card on the table because they both belong to the same month and you take them both home. A child can do the matching. The art, the part that will keep you up past midnight whispering one more round, is in that delicious moment of deciding when to be content with a small, safe win, and when to whisper Koi Koi and reach for something bigger, knowing your opponent could steal the whole round if they score first. So let me be the kind of host who takes care of you. I'll walk you slowly around the deck first so the cards stop being strangers and become friends. Then I'll sit you down at Koi Koi, the two-player game everyone means when they say let's play Henna Feud. And I'll stay right at your elbow through one full round, the deal, your turns, the scoring hands, that delicious Koi Koi gamble, and how a game finally ends. By the time the tea's cool, you'll be teaching someone else the way I'm teaching you. There's something warm if you'd like it, and no rush at all. Pull your chair a little closer to the light so you can see. We begin with the cards themselves. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzle Week at no additional cost to you. What is Henna Feud? Meet the 48 cards and their four ranks. Before any game, let the deck introduce itself. A Henna Feud deck holds 48 cards divided into 12 suits, one for each month of the year. Each month is a plant. January is pine, February plum, March cherry blossom, April wisteria, May iris, June peony, July bush clover, August silvergrass, Suzuki, September chrysanthemum, October maple, November willow, and December polonia. Every month gets exactly 4 cards and that is the whole arithmetic. 12 times 4 equals 48. There are no numbers printed anywhere. The month asterisk is the suit. And you'll soon read each picture the way you'd read a face. Within those four card sets, cards come in four ranks, and this is the bit worth memorizing because the whole scoring game rests on it. Hikari Chinese Letter, Brights. The 5 showpiece cards, the jewels of the deck, the crane January pine, the curtain March cherry, the full moon August silvergrass, the rain man November willow, and the phoenix December polonia. Just 5 brights exist in the whole deck. Tane Chinese Letter, Animals or Seeds. The mid-tier cards, 9 of them showing creatures and living things, the nightingale, the cuckoo, the bridge of geese, the butterflies, the boar, the deer, and the famous egg cup on the chrysanthemum. Tanzaku Chinese Letter Chinese Letter, Ribbons. The poetry slips, 10 cards, each a colored paper banner. Some are plain red, some carry red calligraphy, the asterisk akaten, and 3 are blue-purple, the ayaten. Kasu Japanese Letter, Plains or Chaff. The plain background cards, the humble many. There are 24 of them and despite the unkind name, chaff, garbage, you will learn to want them because collecting enough of them scores too. 5 plus 9 plus 10 plus 24 equals 48. Everything balances. The brights are gorgeous, but I have a soft spot for the chaff. They teach you that in this game, no card is truly worthless. Sit with the deck a moment and find the five brights by sight. Once you can spot a moon and a phoenix across the table, you already have a player. Why flowers and not numbers? In the 1800s, Japan banned Western numbered playing cards as gambling tools. Flower cards slipped past the ban precisely because they carried seasonal pictures, not numbers. One writer notes the game could be passed off as a calendar or an educational tool. The beauty was, in part, a clever disguise. Learn the five brights first, don't try to memorize all 48 at once. Just learn the five Hikari by sight: Crane, Curtain, Moon, Rain Man, Phoenix. They drive the highest scoring hands, and recognizing them instantly is aid of looking like you know what you're doing. Setting up. How to deal a round of koi koi. Now we sit down to the real thing. Koi koi, Japanese letter, Japanese letter, Japanese letter, Japanese letter, is the two-player Hanafuda game most people mean when they say let's play. You need one full 48-card deck, two players, and a flat surface in good light. Decide who deals first. Traditionally, the oyo, the dealer parent, often chosen by a quick draw where the earlier month wins. The deal is tidy once you've seen it. The goal is simple. 8 cards to each player's hand and 8 cards face up on the table, the asterisk field. The rest become the face-down draw pile. The customary rhythm deals in little batches so nobody can claim you stacked it. 2 cards to your opponent, 2 to the field, 2 to yourself. Then repeat that cycle until each player holds 8 and the field shows 8. You'll sometimes see it dealt in batches of 4, either works. The remaining 32 cards sit in a neat face-down stack to the side. As one teacher gently notes, the exact batching is more formality and isn't necessary in casual games. So don't fret if you simply count out 8, 8 and 8. A word about the field. Those 8 face-up cards are the shared pool you'll be fishing from all round, so glance at them before you play. Are there 3 cards of the same month showing? It happens and it changes your plan. Is a bright sitting there for the taking? Note it. In koi koi, the table is half the game. The cards in your hand only matter in relation to what's lying in the light. Keep your captured cards in front of you, and as you take them, sort them gently into the 4 ranks: brights here, animals there, ribbons, planes. You're not just tidying. That little tableau in front of you is your score sheet. You'll watch your yaku assemble themselves as the round goes on. There, 8, 8, and 8. The field is set, the deck is waiting, and the first turn is yours. Take a breath. It's gentler than it looks. The 3 of a month rule on a deal: if 3 cards of the same month happen to land face up on the field during a deal, a common house rule stacks them together so the 4th card of that month sweeps all 3 at once. Many casual players skip this. Agree with your opponent before you start which way you'll play it. 8 to 8, 8 and 32 in the deck. Quick math to lock it in. 8 cards to you plus 8 to your opponent plus 8 to the field equals 24 dealt, leaving 32 in the draw pile. If your numbers don't match, you miscounted the deal, reshuffle and try again. How a turn works. Matching by month and capturing here is the engine of the whole game, and it is wonderfully simple. A turn has 2 beats: play from your hand, then flip from the deck. Both beats are the same little move: match a card to the field by month and capture the pair. Beat 1, your hand. Choose any card from your 8 and look for a card on the field of the asterisk same month asterisk. Pine matches pine, maple matches maple. If you find a match, lay your card on top of the field card and take both into your capture pile. If nothing on the field shares your card's month, you must still play a card. You place it face up onto the field where it now joins the pool and may be captured later by you or your opponent. You always play exactly 1 card from your hand, match or not. Beat 2, the deck. Now flip the top card of the draw pile face up. Same rule: if it matches a card's month on the field, capture both. If it matches nothing, it stays on the field face up. Here's the one tidy wrinkle. If the card you flip happens to match a month, you must asterisk take that pair. There's no choosing to leave it. A small but important point. In any given month, there are 4 cards. So when you play a card and there's a match on the field, you take that one matching card, a clean pair. If 2 cards of the same month are showing on the field, you take whichever one you choose. And if 3 asterisk of a month are on the field, your single matching card sweeps all 4 together, a lovely haul. These multi-match moments are where rounds swing. Then it's your opponent's turn and they do exactly the same, hand then deck. Play passes back and forth, the field shifting like a tight pool, cards landing, cards getting swept, until either someone scores a yaku and decides to stop or both hands run empty. Let me give you a picture. Say you hold a March cherry blossom curtain upright, and a plain March card is lying on the field. You play your curtain onto it, scoop both, and set the curtain proudly in your bright's row. Then you flip the deck. Up comes a June peony and a June ribbon waits on the field. You take that pair too. A two capture turn and one of them are bright. That's a good turn and you'll feel it. Don't overthink the matching. Your eyes will learn the months faster than you'd believe. Vincent Dutritz illustrated henna feeder cards showing the seasonal flower suits. Watch what you leave behind when you can't match. You have to discard a card to the field, so discard wisely. Don't hand your opponent a bright or a card they're obviously collecting. Feed them plain chaff of a month they don't seem to want. It clicks faster than you fear. Reviewers who teach the game keep saying the same thing. As Pudgy Cat Games put it after playing, the rules are simple to understand and easy to teach. The matching is intuitive within a hand or two. The yaku, every scoring hand and what it's worth. This is the heart's blood of Koi Koi, the yaku, Chinese letter, the named combinations that score. You build them by capturing the right cards, and the moment you complete one, you get a choice. More on that next. Here are the real yaku and their point values. These are stable across the standard rules. The bright hands Hikari, Goko 5 brights 10 points, all 5 bright cards, the crown of the deck. Shiko 4 brights 8 points. Any 4 brights asterisk not asterisk including the Rain Man Willow. Aim Shiko Rainy 4 brights 7 points. 4 brights that asterisk do include the Rain Man. The Rain Man is worth less in company or charming bit of card etiquette. Senko 3 brights 5 points. Any 3 brights excluding the Rain Man, the Sake Viewing Hands 5 points each, Tsukimi Sake Moon Viewing 5 points, the Full Moon August plus the Sake Cup September, Hanami Sake Flower Viewing 5 points, the Curtain March plus the Sake Cup September, 2 of Japan's loveliest customs Moon Gazing and Blossom Gazing made into card combos, the Animal and Ribbon Sets, Inoshikacha Bordier Butterfly 5 points, the Boar July, Deer October and Butterflies June, the name literally lists them. Akatan Red Poetry Ribbons 5 points. The 3 ribbons bearing red calligraphy Pine, Plum and Cherry Months. Ayatan Blue Ribbons 5 points. The 3 blue-purple ribbons Peony, Chrysanthemum and Maple Months. Tane Animals, 1 point for collecting any 5 Tane cards plus 1 for each additional animal beyond 5. Tan/Tanzaku ribbons, 1 point for any 5 ribbons plus 1 per extra. Kasu Plains Chaff, 1 point for any 10 chaff cards plus 1 per extra. Yes, the humble chaff scores, collect enough and the garbage pays. A few graces to know. The Sake Cup is the deck's most versatile card. It anchors both viewing hands and in many rule sets it doubles as a Tane animal and as chaff handy for finishing a Tane or Kasu count. And the stack. If you've gathered 3 brights and the Bordier Butterfly, you score both. The points add up fast, which is exactly what makes the next decision so agonizing. Don't memorize this list in a night, keep it beside you, and within a few games the shapes will live in your hands. The Sake Cup's double life, the Chrysanthemum Sake Cup, September, is the most flexible card in the deck. It completes Moon Viewing and Flower Viewing, and under common rules it can also count toward your Tane Animal Set or your Kasu Chaff. Set though not both at once. Agree on which house rule you're using. Yaku stack, count them all, you're not limited to one yaku. When a round ends in your favor, total every yaku you've completed. 3 brights 5 plus a full tane set 1 plus plus red ribbons 5 all count together and that total is what triggers the doubling bonus. Koi koi or stop. The push your luck heart of the game here is the moment the whole game is named for. You've just completed a yaku say 3 brights worth 5. Now you must choose out loud. Stop call shabu. Match decision, you end the round immediately, bank the points for every yaku you hold and that hand is over. Safe, yours. Continue call koi koi. Literally come on come on, you keep playing hungry for a bigger score. If you can build asterisk another yaku, or grow the one you have before your opponent scores, your eventual total climbs and calling koi koi adds a multiplier on top. The catch, and it is a real catch, is this. Once you've called Koi Koi, if your opponent completes a yaku before you score again, they win the round and you get nothing. All those points you are too greedy to bank. Gone. Worse, their score may be doubled as a penalty for your Koi Koi. The gamble cuts both ways. This is the soul of Koi Koi. A player on the Love the Nerd Guide put it plainly. It is a risk-reward scenario, because if you call Koi Koi, your opponent will score double the points if they make a match and call game before you increase your possible points. And the flip side, you want to call Koi Koi if you believe that you can obtain a better Yaku, an additional Yaku, or add to the value of a current Yaku before your opponent makes a match. So how do you decide? Read the table. How many cards are left in the deck and in hands? Late in a round, there's little room for either of you to improve. Banking is wiser. What is your opponent obviously collecting? Are they one card from five brights? Then stop immediately. You have a clear shot. Three brights with the fourth still live in the deck. Attain, set one animal away. Then Koi Koi and reach for it. There's no formula, and that's the joy. Koi Koi is a game of nerve dressed in flowers. Some nights you'll bank a tidy five and feel clever. Some nights you whisper Koi Koi, draw the exact moon you needed, and feel like the luckiest soul at the table. Both feelings are the game working as intended. When in doubt, your first few games lean towards stopping. You'll learn the rhythm of the risk soon enough. A complete modern Henna Feuder set with deck, box, and rules for Koi Koi. Beginners should stop more than they think. The Koi Koi call feels thrilling. So new players overuse it and bleed points to opponents who quietly bank small Yaku. For your first 10 games, treat Koi Koi as the exception, not the rule. Bank a guaranteed 5 over a hoped-for 8. The discipline wins more rounds than a gamble. Always glance at your opponent's pile first before you call Koi Koi. Look at what they've captured. If they're sitting on 4 brights or 8 chaff, they're a single card from scoring. Calling Koi Koi hands them the win. The decision is about their board as much as yours. Ending a round, scoring and winning the game. Let's close the loop. How a round resolves and how a full game is won. A round ends one of two ways. Either a player completes a Yaku and calls stop, shabui banking their points, or both hands are exhausted with nobody choosing to stop, in which case the round is a draw and in standard play no points are scored. The player who stops takes everything they've earned. The opponent, even with cards captured, scores 0 for that round. It's winner take the round. Now the doubling, pay attention, it's the rule new players most often miss. Two multipliers can stack one. The 7-point rule, if the winner's total from all their Yaku is 7 points or more, that total is doubled. So a hand worth 7 actually scores 14, an 8 becomes 16. This is why reaching for that bigger Yaku can be worth the Koi Koi risk. Crossing the 7-point line is a genuine cliff. 2. The Koi Koi penalty. If the winner had called Koi Koi earlier in the round and then went on to score, many rule sets double their score as the reward for the gamble paying off. And mirror image, if you called Koi Koi and your opponent scores instead, their points may double as your penalty. These can compound. By the most common rules, a player who called Koi Koi and finishes with 7 plus points collects both bonuses up to 4 times the base. A modest hand can become a round-defining haul. Exact multiplier conventions vary by house and by app. Confirm with your table before you start. I've logged the variation honestly below. The full game. A single round is rarely the whole game. The traditional length is 12 rounds, one for each month of the year, with the winner being whoever has the highest total points across all 12. Many people instead play to a target score, 50 is common, or simply agree on a number of rounds before they begin. The dealer Oya usually rotates or passes to whoever won the last round. Pick whichever suits your evening, there's no wrong choice. And that truly is the whole game. The deck, the deal, the two-beat turn, the Yaku, the Koi Koi nerve, and the tally at the end. You came in not able to read a single card. You could sit down and play a proper round right now. That's the gift of Henna Feuder. It gives itself to you faster than almost any game I know. Shuffle, deal 8 and 8 and 8, and let the first round begin. Nintendo Miyako no Hana, the brand's budget matte finish Henna Feuder deck. 12 rounds or play to 50. The classic game is 12 rounds, one per month, high score wins. But play to 50 points and best of N rounds are both completely standard. Decide the finish line before the first deal so nobody argues at the end of a thrilling round. Keep a tiny tally sheet because rounds are winner take all and the doubling stack, scores swing hard. Jot each round's points on a scrap of paper as you go. It keeps a 12-round game honest and lets you feel the lead change hands. Cousins at the table. Hacha Hacha, Go Stop, and a little etiquette Koi Koi has relatives. And it's worth a nod to them, partly for curiosity, partly because you may meet them. Hacha Hacha, Chinese letter, Chinese letter. AD8 is the elder of the family, a three-player, sometimes more henna feuder game named for a target of 88 points, with a richer scoring system and a betting culture behind it. Many scholars consider Koikoi a streamlined, friendlier descendant of these older capturing games like Hacha Hacha and Honor Ace. If Koikoi is the cozy two-person evening, Hacha Hacha is the bustling family table. Ghostop, Kogosu Top, Inus is henna feuder's Korean cousin, and it's enormously popular for many Korean families. It's asterisk the asterisk card game, especially around holidays. It's played with Hwatu, a deck structurally almost identical to henna feuder. The cards even share the same months and ranks, with two small differences. The Willow and Polonia suits are swapped, and Hwatu decks usually ship with a few extra joker cards. Ghostop plays like a more elaborate, often three-player Koikoi, with its own scoring twists and a go or stop decision that will feel instantly familiar. It's the same push your luck heartbeat. The two games are cousins by debate. Scholars argue happily about who borrowed what from whom. If you love Koikoi, Ghostop is your obvious next door to knock on. And because henna feuder is Japanese to its roots, a few small graces make the table sweeter. Handle the cards with a little care. They're stiff little works of art, and people who love them treat them so. Agree on house rules before the deal, the sake cups roll, the doubling conventions, the round count, so the game stays warm, not argumentative. And there's a quiet seasonal poetry worth savoring. You're playing with the literal calendar of the year, moon viewing in August, blossoms in March. One writer lovingly called the deck a portable poetry gallery. You needn't know the poems to feel it, but it's a nice thing to know it's there. That's the family album. Learn Koikoi well and these cousins open easily. The grammar is shared, only the dialects differ. However you play, may the moon card find your hand. Now shall we deal one more, Hwatu vs. Henna Feuder. Nearly the same deck if you own a Japanese Henna Feuder deck. You already own almost a Ghostop deck. Per Feuder Wiki and Pagot's flower card pages, a Korean Hwatu deck is structurally almost identical. Willow and Polonia are swapped, and a few jokers are added. The art differs, the bones don't. Hacha Hacha is the namesake of 88. Hacha Hacha means 88, the game's target score of 88 points. It's older and more complex than Koikoi and traditionally seats three players, making it a social, family gathering version of Henna Feuder. Final verdict. Here is the whole game in one breath. Henna Feuder is 48 flower cards in 12 months. Koikoi is the two-player game where you match cards by month to capture them, build scoring combinations called Yaku, and then dare yourself, bank your points and stop or call Koikoi. And reach for more, knowing your opponent could snatch the round if they score first. Deal 8 to each player and 8 to the table. Take your turns one hand card and one deck flip at a time, and let the round end when someone is brave or wise enough to stop. Either way, you're a few shuffles from a game that has charmed people for well over a century. Light the lamp, pour something warm and play around tonight. The moon card is waiting in the deck for someone, and it may as well be you. Frequently asked questions. How many cards are in a henna feuder deck? 48 cards. They're divided into 12 suits, one for each month of the year with exactly 4 cards in each suit. 12 times 4 equals 48. There are no numbers, each suit is identified by its seasonal plant. How many players does Koikoi need? 2. Koikoi is the classic two-player henna feuder game. Its cousin Hacha Hacha is built for 3 and Korean Ghostop is usually played by 3. What's the difference between Henna Feuder and Koikoi? Henna Feuder is the deck of cards, flower cards. Koikoi is one specific game you play with that deck, the most popular two-player one. Other Henna Feuder games exist, Hacha Hacha, Honor Ace, Mushy, but most people mean Koikoi when they say let's play Henna Feuder. What is a Yaku? A Yaku Chinese letter is a scoring combination, a named set of cards worth points. Examples include 3 brights, 5 points, the Bordier Butterfly Trio, 5 points, or collecting 10 chaff cards, 1 plus points. You win a round by completing Yaku and choosing to stop. What does Koikoi actually mean? Literally, come on, come on, or keep going. You call it after completing a Yaku to keep playing for a bigger score instead of banking your points, the game's signature push-your-luck gamble. Is Koikoi like a Western card game? It's a fishing or matching game, closest in spirit to games like Casino or Scopa, where you capture table cards by pairing them. But instead of matching numbers, you match by month suit, and the scoring combinations are unique. The push-your-luck Koikoi call has no exact Western equivalent. Can I play Koikoi with a standard 52-card deck? Not really Hennefeuda's whole structure. 12 months, 4 ranks, specific bright animal ribbon cards doesn't map onto a standard deck. You need an actual Hennefeuda or Korean H Water deck. They're inexpensive and widely available. Which Hennefeuda deck should a beginner buy? Both are excellent first decks. How long does a game of Koi Koi take? A single round takes just a few minutes. A full game is traditionally 12 rounds, one per month, or played to a target like 50 points. Figure roughly 20 to 40 minutes for a complete game, depending on how often players call Koi Koi. Is Koi Koi hard to learn? No, it's famously approachable. The matching is intuitive within a hand or two. Reviewers consistently call the rules simple to understand and easy to teach. The only thing that takes practice is the judgment of when to call Koi Koi versus Stop, and that's the fun part. What is Go Stop? Go Stop is Hennefeuda's wildly popular Korean cousin, played with a new identical deck called H-Watu, Willow and Polonia Swap, plus a few jokers. It plays like a richer, often three-player Koi Koi with the same Go or Stop decision at its heart. Where did Hennefeuda come from? Japan. The card's picture-based design arose in the 1800s partly to sidestep a ban on numbered gambling cards. Famously, Nintendo was founded in 1889 as a Hennefeuda manufacturer in Kyoto. Its premium Daitoryo deck with Napoleon on the box became the symbol of modern Hennefeuda long before video games.